It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? Remember yesterday Mrs. Rogers and I left here and we went to the recital that she was going to give? Well, it went very well. Yes, when we got there she changed into her recital dress. And, well, I brought this to show you. It's a movie about the recital. I thought you might like to see what some of it was like. Let's just take it to picture picture. There are a lot of people that you'll recognize who went to the recital. So look for it here on the movie, Mrs. Rogers Recital. There comes Audrey. There's Mr. Costa and Elsie Neal. Here come the Brocketts, Mrs. Brockett, and Chef Brockett. Now it's time for the recital. And she played a lot of different things, and this is part of the last thing that she played. Afterwards, we had some things for everyone to eat and drink. and everyone told her what the he or she thought of the playing. And people had a good time, and it was especially happy time for Mrs. Rogers and me. You know, Elsie Neal loaned us a tablecloth for the recital, and I'd like to return that to her now. Here it is. Will you come to Elsie Neal's craft shop with me? Good. Come along.
Hi, Fred.
I'm returning the tablecloth that you loaned us for the recital. Thank you.
Well, I thank you, and you're very welcome. Fred, I certainly did enjoy Joanne's recital.
I was proud of
her. She played beautifully.
I thought so.
Oh, and by the way, I'd like for you to meet Mr. Brock. And this is his grandson, Jeffrey.
How do you do, Mr. Brock?
I'm glad to meet you. Hi, Jeffrey.
They were just getting ready to give me a demonstration. Why don't you stay and watch it, too?
But you're working with leather. Tell me a little about it, will you?
Okay. You have to put it all around the inside, not in the middle.
I see. You use those tools. Yeah. And let me see. Could I see the end of this tool? Oh. And when you put it down like that and hit it with the mallet.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of a mallet is that, Mr.?
That is a rawhide mallet, and it is used to keep from making the ends burred on the tools.
I see. Going to make another one, Jeffrey?
Make another one. Hold your hand up.
Like that?
Right like that, yes. Okay, now make another one right alongside of it. I'll make another one.
He's a great pounder, isn't he?
He does real well.
Gets it just where he wants it.
Put a leaf inside. Or you're going to make a circle. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, how about a few stars in the center?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you and your granddad work together a lot?
Mm-hmm. Now another one. Oh, I know. Put this one around the outside. Around the outside, in each one of these.
It's like a wheel
that's
going around.
It's what?
It's just like a wheel going around.
It's like a wheel going around, huh? Okay. That's what it looks like. Let me show my friends at home. That does look like a wheel going around, doesn't it? Hmm. Now, how did you get this ready to do that? This is a piece of leather. Did you have to do something to it? Did you have to do something before you started to pound it?
Yeah.
What?
You have to put some water under it so it can make it dry a little bit. Then you have to take this and just...
I see. And you've watched your granddad do it, have you?
Mm-hmm. Well, his hammer makes loud noises.
His hammer makes loud noises?
Yeah.
But does yours make louder noises than his? Why is that so?
Well, I imagine that... few more muscles.
Oh, you're hitting it harder.
Yes,
I see.
It harder. You want to put a star around the outside?
Okay.
Around the outside edge of the leather? Good. Keep it on the leather. Good.
when you end up with something like that, you have a coaster, I guess, don't you?
You have a coaster. It is used, and it works out very well for glasses to keep from marring the furniture. Mm-hmm. And they sit very well.
So, Jeffrey, you do this yourself, don't you? You put on some of the water with the sponge.
Show Mr. Rogers how you wet it.
You have to keep it damp, do you? Just a little bit
just
damp.
Just a little damp, because if you get too much water on, then it gets soggy, and the impression comes back out. It dries out, and the impression comes back out.
I see.
It doesn't stay.
He uses his sponge well, and he uses his hammer and tools well.
He does very well with them.
How old are you, Jeffrey?
3.
You're 3?
Pretty soon I'm going to be 4.
Pretty soon you'll be 4.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to your granddad's house and work with him, do you?
Well, how can we always keep going out and then not in?
Well, because I go to different places in my neighborhood to show my friends, you know, my television friends, mm-hmm. the different things that are going on here. And today, your granddad and you were here. And I'm glad of that. Yes. Those look like some fancy coasters over there.
Yes,
are these some that...
These are made...
You're working on?
That I work on. And it's a basic way of showing people when they start how to put a design on. It's very simple. And it is wet the same as we wet this one. And they have the craft aid with a rough underneath side, and it is put on and puts the design on, and then with these knives here it is cut as this is here, and then with the special tools, the basic tools we have here, they are cut, stamped in the different manners, and it ends up with this particular piece there.
You see, there's one that your granddad made here. And here's one that you made.
Well,
two coasters.
Well, this one we didn't make yet.
This one you didn't make yet? Mm-hmm. No, that's something that you can put on anything you want, isn't it?
It's just like this. Put one in the middle like this. Make a... glasses or wheels
out of
them.
That.
Yeah, make a...
It looks like a car with those wheels mm-hmm. out of leather.
Jeffrey certainly does have a creative mind,
and
doesn't he?
The way he puts things together.
Well, he does, yes. And he
he is a creative granddad, too. Is this something that you've made?
Yes, that is a camera case, carrying case.
Isn't that beautiful?
The design is all my own.
Well, this is just one of the samples. I'd like for you to see some of the others that we have on display over here in this case. Excuse me.
My goodness,
especially
beautiful
this one.
Oh, look at that. This is yours, isn't
That's
it,
yours,
Jeff? It says J-E-F-F right there. Your own name. Did your granddad make this for you?
Yes, Mr. Rogers. I made that for Jeff's last birthday.
That's a great thing to sit on. Is this a briefcase?
Yes, that is a briefcase.
That's beautiful. That. What is this, Jeff?
Horse.
It's a horse, that's right. Boy, does that feel good. These special greeting cards.
Those are special greeting cards for the Christmas season.
Beautiful. And birthday cards and notebooks and all kinds of books. What's this little bear?
That is a bank.
A bank? Is this something that you know about, Jeff? Is that where the money goes in?
Mm-hmm.
How do you get it out? Oh, look at that zipper. So when you fill up that bear bank with money, then you can get the money out that way. I really have appreciated seeing your fine
things.
It's
been a pleasure
meeting
nice
you,
meeting
Mr.
You.
Bra.
Right.
I'm glad to meet you, Jeffrey. Thanks, Elsie. And thanks again for loaning us the tablecloth.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Jeffrey, are you going to show me how you use this tool? Would you...
Wasn't it fun to see a little boy and his grandfather working together like that? When I was a little boy, I had two grandfathers, and one of them liked to take me fishing, and the other one liked to play the violin. And I think because he liked to play the violin, I liked to learn to play the piano so I could play with him. Maybe Professor Scanlon could bring a young friend with him to the neighborhood of make-believe today. Shall we make-believe that? All right. Neighborhood of make-believe, trolley.
Hi, trolley.
And then at 3 3/4, Lady Evelyn will interview Professor Tim Scanlon of the OCS. Stay in tune. We'll see you soon. MGR-TV.
Professor Scanlon on TV. That's great.
Handyman Negri, I presume?
Oh, correct as always, sire.
What is it about that silly television that pleases you so?
Oh, it's Professor Scanlon. He's going to be on.
Well, he was just here talking with me. We had a lovely visit. I like his friend, too.
I know, Your Highness.
Why on earth would we want to see him on TV?
Well, I don't know. I just thought it would be exciting.
Yes, of course. I imagine X the Owl is very happy, too. They had a long visit.
Oh, yes, I imagine so, sir.
Carry on, handyman, and don't dally too long.
No, sir, I won't. Yes, sir. I still think it's exciting Professor Scanlon's going to be on television. I bet you X would be glad to watch it with me. X. X the Owl. Would you come out?
Oh, hello, Handy. What do you want?
Well, it's Professor Scanlon, X. He's going to be on television, and I thought you'd like to see it.
Oh, I don't know. I'm feeling grumpy about Professor Scanlon.
Grumpy? Why? Well, what's the matter?
Oh, I did my magic tricks and everything. I mean, I was really looking forward to seeing my good old professor.
Well, so?
So he was not looking forward to seeing me, that's all.
Not looking forward to seeing you? Well, he came straight to your tree first thing.
Well, why did he bring that friend if he really wanted to see me?
Because he's proud of you. He wanted his friend to meet you.
Do you really think so?
Well, you don't think he would have brought Darren all this way to meet you if he didn't like you?
Well, I see what you mean. I do see what you mean.
Well, come on over to the castle and we'll watch the professor's program.
Yeah, maybe I would like that. I'll be over there in a second, okay?
Okay, see you there.
See you, Handy.
All right.
We interrupt our regular programming to present Professor Tim Scanlon with his friend and companion, Darren Grady. Very good. We all know that Professor Scanlon's a super-duper teacher, pottery, pole vaulting, and all that. But X the Owl was the teacher today. He taught Professor Scanlon some magic tricks. And here they are, Professor Scanlon with his new mustache and Darren Grady with their magic.
Hello. I'm happy to be here. And I'm very happy to see X the house. My friend, Devin. Say hello. Say hello.
Hello.
Now, he's coming to do some magic tricks. Okay?
Remember, Tim and Darren are going to spend the whole weekend in our neighborhood. You'll all get a chance to see them, especially X the Owl, Tim's special friend. That's it, folks. Thank you.
Well, what about that, Handy?
Are you still sorry that Professor Scanlon brought Darren along with him?
No, sir. I mean, he even said on TV that he was happy to see me. Oh, I'm certainly glad I talked to you about how I felt.
Well, I am too, X.
And I'm really feeling better and better.
Well, you're a real fine owl, X. And when you learn to share the people you love, you're learning one of the most important things in the whole world.
I guess that's true. Professor Scanlon's visiting, Trolley.
X seemed to feel a lot better after he talked with Handyman Negri. Didn't you think so? Well, it's hard to share the people you love. Yes. Some days you don't have to. But when you are able to, you can feel yourself growing inside. Mm-hmm. Let's give some food to the fish. Here's some food for you, fish. Just like to look at the fish so closely sometimes. Watch them swim up to get their lunch or their dinner. Sometimes they swim ever so slowly, and other times just dart around. Yeah. That's time for me to go. Oh, the film. I wanted to take this home so that I could show it to my family. Yeah. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new. And I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. I like you just the way you are. I'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
Visit are the people of Public Television Stations, Ford Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Sears Roebuck Foundation, and Johnson & Johnson.
This is PBS.